Rochefort wins. Gary Keller has conceded. Just one poll left. Rochefort has a 1,153 vote lead. 227-228 polls, 84,549 votes. Pauline Rochefort, Lib. 26,657 votes, 46.92%. Gary Keller, CON. 25,504 votes, 44.89%. The special ballots cast at Widdefield are said to have completed the comeback and put Rochefort in the lead. 226-228 polls, 84,549 votes. Pauline Rochefort, LIB. 23,858 votes, 45.80%. Gary Keller, CON. 23,833 votes, 45.75%. Two polls to come, but still too close to call. Rochefort tells cheering supporters, "We're close, but it's not over yet." Loud cheers for Rochefort at Granite Club as she pulls into a small lead. Tight race as Rochefort pulls ahead. Pauline Rochefort, LIB. 23,788 votes, 45.82%. Gary Keller, CON. 23,762 votes, 45.77%. Keller tells supporters, "I really wanted to thank you all for your patience. I know it's been a long evening and many of you put in hours already as scrutineers are counting ballots and doing the important work of elections, and so I want to thank you personally from the bottom of my heart. So as of right now, we are waiting for about 8 polls to come. We're ahead right now, but those 8 polls could yet make a difference. So we understand if many of you have been here all day and all night and you want to get home to your family, but you're also welcome to stay as long as you want with us tonight to watch the remainder of those results come in. So, you know, please stay with us. I wanted to talk to our friends, with the media, and give them a heads up of where we're at and we're just waiting for those 8 polls yet to come. So thank you to everybody. Please feel free to stay a little bit longer. Hopefully, it won't be too much longer before those polls come in. But we are this close to bringing it home, so let's bring it up. Thanks a lot." At 1 a.m., Keller told enthusiastic supporters that the finish line is in sight, but with still 8 polls to go, he's not declaring victory just yet. He invited supporters to stick it out until the final poll reports. No word yet from Pauline Rochefort. Green Party candidate Louise Poitras tells Beta Day, "I entered the race because I believe in the Green Party's platform. Most importantly, because we are for the people and the planet. I also believe in democracy and there should always be 3 or more candidates when Canadians go to the ballot box. This election was one of the least amount of days possible. Unfortunately, I had a dental emergency and therefore I could not campaign aggressively, nor was it possible for me to attend the debates. I am very proud to represent the Green Party of Canada in the Nipissing-Timiskaming riding regardless of the outcome in tonight's election." Keller lead about 1,217-228 polls, 84,549 votes. Gary Keller, CON. 21,208 votes, 46.62%. Pauline Rochefort, Lib. 20,193 votes, 44.39%. Voter turnout here appears to be just north of 55%. It's interesting to note that the PPC got 3,494 votes locally in the 2021 federal election. This time the PPC has just over 500 votes, so it appears the collapse of the PPC has given Keller the margin of victory if results continue to track a conservative win here. Stu Compain reports Rochefort supporters are leaving the Granite Club, apparently conceding the win to Keller. If Keller hangs on to win, it will mean Nipissing Timmis Gaming will be represented by an opposition MP, as the networks are calling a liberal minority government. With only 28 polls remaining, Keller has increased his lead to 1,194 and appears on his way to victory. We are awaiting a statement from Rochefort. NDP candidate Valerie Kennedy is watching the results with her supporters at Tap That Kitchen and Bar in Nulla Skeered. Kennedy told Bay Today, "We're proud of our campaign platform and push for our ridings people. We understand the fear folks have that led them to strategically vote. Nipissing Timmis Gaming is going to need strong representation and support for the people and the environment. We are that strength and the NDP isn't going anywhere. We appreciate those who see how important it is to have the NDP at the table to fight the fight and be the voice of action in Parliament." As the clock inches toward midnight, Liberal candidate Pauline Rochefort has yet to make her entrance at the Granite Club, where a room full of supporters awaits. The mood has dampened somewhat as it becomes evident Nipissing Timmis Gaming is some time from declaring a winner. The seesaw battle continues, Rochefort now with a slim lead. Pauline Rochefort, LIB, 5,596 votes, 45.74%. Gary Keller, CON, 5,480 votes, 44.79%. Chris Dawson reports the mood has brightened considerably at the Keller camp despite a losing performance nationally. Extremely poor showing by local Green candidate Louise Poitras, who failed to turn up at the TV debate, and then skipped the Northwatch debate on the environment. Poitras sits last locally. Bay Today has made efforts to contact her without success. Dead heat. 74,228 polls, 84,549 votes. Gary Keller, CON, 5,263 votes, 45.37%. Pauline Rochefort, LIB, 5,243 votes, 45.19%. Valerie Kennedy, NDP, 756 votes, 6.52%. PPC candidate John Jansen tells Bay Today that he is watching the election results stream in with his family at his home in Chisholm. "It's pretty early to say anything at the moment," Jansen said, noting the results are still coming in. However, he added, "If we have a Liberal government, that's a sad day for Canada." His final days on the campaign trail were extremely invigorating. "We had so many people out and the energy was palpable. It was fantastic. We have a horse race. Keller takes the lead. 45,228 polls, 84,549 votes. Gary Keller, CON, 3,149 votes, 45.47%. Pauline Rochefort, LIB, 3,124 votes, 45.11%. Valerie Kennedy, NDP, 446 votes, 6.44%. John Jansen, PPC, 132 votes, 1.91%. Rochefort takes an early lead. 2,228 polls, 84,549 votes. Pauline Rochefort, LIB, 194 votes, 61.78%. Gary Keller, CON, 81 votes, 25.80%. Valerie Kennedy, NDP, 26 votes, 8.28%. Louise Poitras, GRN, 9 votes, 2.87%. John Jansen, PPC, 4 votes, 1.27%. Keller is in and out of his office at Seymour Street in the old Honda building. There's a big tent and seating with beverages ready to be served in hopes of a celebration. However, just before 10 p.m., the mood is subdued as everyone waits for results, perhaps dampened by the results nationally showing the Liberals ahead. The riding has a population of 98,237. To give you some idea of size, it contains the cities of North Bay and Temiscaming Shores. The towns of Cobalt, Englehart, Latchford and Mattawa. The municipalities of Callander, Charlton and Dak, East Ferris, Powassan and Temagami. The townships of Armstrong, Breathor, Bonfield, Calvin, Casey, Chamberlain, Chisholm, Coleman, Aventurelle, Harley, Harris, Hilliard, Hudson, James, Kearns, Mattawan, Nipissing and Papineau Cameron. The village of Thornlow. If the number of signs is any indication, Keller has placed an impressive number out in a short period of time. Insiders I have spoken with think it will be a tight race here, despite the Conservatives dumping their original candidate Cassidy Villeneuve for what the local committee considered her lack of performance, lack of fundraising and not moving to the riding despite promising to do so when she won the nomination over a year ago. Our riding has 228 polls, none reporting results yet, but we should get a couple reporting in the next half hour. Another question this time around is how will the realignment of the riding affect results? The northern border is now close to Englehart, and that has been NDP country. It has gone blue provincially in the past with Ed Haverett. Might that be enough to swing votes to Keller? While Keller is at his office, he has not been made available for comment yet to reporter Chris Dawson. From the start, this has been a two-horse race between Libs and Conservatives. Last election, the PPC took enough votes from the Conservatives to possibly cost Steve Trahan a victory. PPC is much less a factor in this campaign, so its effect is unknown. A reminder of the candidates in this race. Remember, unlike the recent provincial election, the ballots are hand-counted, so the results will be much slower coming in. John Jansen, PPC, 0 votes, 0.00%. Gary Keller, CON, 0 votes, 0.00%. Valerie Kennedy, NDP, 0 votes, 0.00%. Louise Poitras, GRN, 0 votes, 0.00%. Pauline Rochefort, Lib, 0 votes, 0.00%. It's 9:30. Polls have now closed. You can get up-to-date results on our main page under Canada Votes in the top left-hand corner. Supporters working at the hall at the Granite Club where Rochefort will later appear. The mood is optimistic as a few dozen supporters watch the early returns. All that's missing is the candidate these folks have hung their hopes on over a six-week campaign. Many of the early arrivers say they are prepared to see the night through and hope for a Rochefort triumph in Nipissing Temiscaming. Stu reports that excitement at the Pauline Rochefort office is high. Gary Keller is already at his Seymour Street HQ to watch the returns come in with supporters. Good evening and welcome to our coverage of the Nipissing Temiscaming riding. Polls close at 9:30, that's approximately 30 minutes from now. We have reporter Chris Dawson covering the Conservative post-election headquarters and Stu Compain will do the same for the Liberals. We expect to have some early pictures and comments to add to this blog, but we have no idea when the candidates will show up to greet supporters. We also have our reporter David Briggs covering the NDP, PPC and Green candidates.